This is Dialogue, a podcast series from American Mosaic. Just driving around the country, talking to people about roots, family, community, jobs, kids, whatever is on their mind today. So this is at the end of my Texas road trip, and I was back in Austin to spend a couple of days, and I went over to South Congress Avenue, which is kind of a hip, cool street, great for walking and seeing lots of things. Anyway, there was a coffee place that I think it was called Joe, and sitting outside tables and some benches and right on the street, and you can watch everything going by. And I had my video camera with the mic on, and I was just sitting there. And there was a young fellow that he asked me, he said, well, what are you doing? And I told him, and I said, hey, you want to have a conversation? He said, sure. And I'm always interested in talking to what I consider to be, you know, young people. And that might be anybody from, you know, 18 to maybe 30. So it was Alvaro, Mexican-American. His parents came in the 60s, so he's pretty much really American and thinks of himself as that. And we had a very interesting conversation about his view of the world and what's going on with him. Also, I've included in this just a little bit of from a street musician that was on the street, and I stopped and listened to him and put some money in his bucket and asked him if it was okay if I took some video and photos of him and recorded. He said, sure. So anyway, this is a conversation I had with Alvaro.
Give me a little background. Again, you were telling me a little bit where were you from, and I guess you're originally from Texas. And how'd you get here? How'd you get to where we are? Right.
So basically, I was in San Antonio, born and raised there. That was my home base, but I moved out to Minnesota and lived out there for 3 years. Did amazing things, love the environment, love the people, worked my butt off, but apparently I wasn't happy because my home base wasn't there, you know. I was missing something. I missed my family, right? And I was in a relationship also at the time in Minnesota. When I was up there the 3 years and I moved back to San Antonio, you know. Well, and then the reason I moved back to San Antonio, because I ended up breaking up with my relationship, and I ended up losing all my money. So I had to restart from like ground zero in San Antonio. And yeah, that's where I started, from ground zero. Rebuild myself, rebuild multiple businesses. I grew it to a certain point. I got very comfortable. So now it's like, what do I do next? You know, what's next? And now that's why I moved over here to Austin. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity here, a lot of networking opportunities. So I found that this is the perfect hub to really, you know, plant myself. Long story short.
You know, one of the reasons that I'm doing this project is that I realize we're so divided as a country today. I mean, we're so polarized. We don't have dialogue. You know, we can't agree, disagree. The politics has gotten to the point where we're almost crazy. We just don't talk to each other anymore. What do you think about what's going on today with all that?
I think that it's an exciting time to be alive. There's so much opportunity all around us. And I feel like a lot of people don't know who they are anymore. You know, I think they let the media and they let the marketing just kind of control their brains a little bit too much, to the point where they don't have their core fundamental values in place. Me being a millennial, me being 25 years old, I can relate to the younger generation, and I just feel like they know who they are one day, then the next day they kind of, you know, go with the wind because whatever rapper is trending or whatever, you know, whatever their friend is wearing, whatever the clothing article is, they're letting the clothing article define who they are as a person. That's why you see them spend $100 on a t-shirt. It's not so much because they like the t-shirt. The t-shirt is ugly, in my opinion. It probably costs $3 to make. But they're buying it to identify themselves with a culture. They want to buy themselves into the values of the culture. And I think that's what I'm seeing so far. So once you start finding who we are as a people, as an individual, I think we'll stop being so much divided because we'll know who we are.
Do you think that has anything to do with why so many people did not vote in the last presidential election? In 2016, I was amazed at how many people did not even vote. And a young people.
I wasn't shocked, no. You know, a lot of people around me, you know, they talk more than they act, you know, a lot of times. So I knowing them, knowing who they are, I didn't think they were going to go ahead and actually take the time out to vote, you know. They were too busy with their lives, working one job and taking care of their dog. I didn't think they're going to take action and vote. I think I'm probably hanging around the wrong people, right? That you know, they talk about this needs to be changed, this needs to be changed for protesting, but what are you actually going to the mayor, actually talking to the, you know, state representatives and having conversations with them and leading the direction in what you think society should be around you. So I wasn't really shocked, you know. I think the millennials are seeing that they're protesting more than actually taking action and going directly to the source or changing it directly into the environment.
Do you think a lot of people seem to think that they can, you know, throw up something on Facebook or something and that's like taking action?
It seems that way. And then nowadays you get like 20 or 30 likes and you think you accomplished something, right? You know, you post an article, you rant about something, and the people that are following you, they like you, they like your comments, and they repost, and you think you create, you're a social justice warrior now because you said something on Facebook or Instagram, and it goes viral for a bit. That might be a new way of spreading the word through social media, and it's happening more and more. However, I still think that the grassroots movement of, if you have a problem, what's going on, whatever's going on in your environment, your geographic, you should address it locally here and talk to the people in charge where you live, and maybe, you know, come up with a plan where you can help create some sort of community, because that essentially that's where it's happening. You got in your community, that's where the problems are happening. So create something, a movement in your community, and it'll create a ripple that might, you know, go on to other states. So let's see what happens.
Okay. There's some people, and, you know, older people, perhaps, that have been around longer, they kind of feel that, you know, our country is kind of shaky right now. They're worried about democracy, and they're worried about a lot of things. How about, are young people concerned, or is it even on their radar, or what do they think?
Yeah, whatever is on their phone, they're going to think that way. I'm not sure if they're really reading books anymore around, you know, the past and how the past might be an indicator of what's to happen here in the future. I'm not sure on that question, you know. I'm not sure. I think social media has a huge part to play in that, but I haven't looked into it too much.
But you're optimistic. You're optimistic.
Oh, yeah. There's so much opportunity around here, you know. I feel like people are still nicer. They're nicer than they've ever been. I feel people are still willing to help each other. I feel that there's still a sense of love around here. You know, you just got to get past that one layer and you start realizing, hey, people are really, you know, caring about what they want.
Interesting, you know, and I guess when you think about you think about politics or whatever, you know, a young person probably hasn't known.
I've known four. Yeah. So I've known Senior, known George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, or, you know, yeah, what, Obama and Trump right now. So a little bit more. I think I'll say four or five. Yeah. But I really grew up with George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Obama.
What do you think of the current situation?
I think that social media has really created a movement in politics. You know, the president's using Twitter to you know, send his message out. You know, when in history have we seen this before? Obama was doing it a little bit, but Trump just took it to a whole nother level. And I think that's so amazing, unique how he's using these platforms to connect to the American people, you know, and how he was able to become a celebrity and now become a president. I feel like there's so much power in that. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he's done, a lot of stuff he says. However, the way he got to the presidency just shows that you and I can actually make it happen if he wanted to, you know, because he set the blueprint of how he did it in a way. So I think that's really amazing. You know, that's what gives me the optimism.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay. You're in design, and so you're working with communication and stuff. How about this whole idea about attacking media? You know, kind of all these attacks that seem to be going on in media today. It's, you know, some people worry about that. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Freedom, you know, these are all... You can't control it. It's like having you put up a post on Facebook and get a whole bunch of people like it. You know, if no one liked it, you say, well, I'm getting rid of them. Yeah. I mean, what do you think of the media today and attacking the media? Because there seems to be some of that going on. Or have you been paying attention?
Well, you kind of have to pay attention because it gets shared. You know, drama online is really popular. You know, the more controversy you have on an article or a post, the more likes it gets, the more upvotes it gets, and the more attention you get on your brand. Whatever channel or whatever media channel is promoting that negative image or positive image, they're getting attention at the end of the day. And attention equals into revenue in dollars. So a lot of the stuff you're seeing on social media is... it's just a product for them to get more attention, whether it's the right thing, that whether it's a rumor, whether it's actually true news or false news, they're getting attention at the end of the day. So you're going to keep on seeing more and more of that. I think social media is such a new tool that we have. It still hasn't been regulated yet. Give it another, you know, 10 years and they'll start being more regulation in this field, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, social media, any sort of platform that arise. I think you'll have more regulation coming soon.
What's your favorite place to get information? Where do you get your news? Where do you get your information and news?
Okay, so right now, since I'm a graphic design artist, I make cool designs and I put them on t-shirts. A lot of the movement I'm seeing is people are expressing their views and beliefs on a t-shirt. So one thing I'm really seeing is a lot of political t-shirts are arising and they're really spreading their message. Like Trump, a lot of Trump t-shirts are really popular right now, especially on the Amazon landscape. People are expressing whether it's impeach Trump or they're supporting Trump for 2020. You're starting to see that more and more. So I get my news actually from the designs popping up, whatever's selling, like the best-selling shirts on Amazon or online. That's telling me there's a ripple, that something's happening in society, that people are buying these t-shirts. They're expressing themselves using these designs. So that's where I get most of my news from, you know, weird enough.
Give me a little family background. What's some of your family background? Your roots?
Yeah. So basically, all my family is from Mexico. They migrated here in the 1960s to start a business in San Antonio, Texas. They're immigrants, started up multiple businesses, became very successful. I'm a first-generation American, and I'm willing to, you know, take my generation, my legacy, and, you know, take it to the next generation and create a generation of wealth for my heritage and for my, you know, my seed. So.
Any thoughts that you have about? I mean, you want to just touch on any thoughts you have about all this immigration stuff that's going on today? You have any feelings about it?
I feel like I don't have a place in a say in what's happening here in immigration. You know, there's people that are responsible with the laws in the Border Patrol. My family works in the Border Patrol, so I hear a lot of what's going on. I feel like there should be a community of immigrants coming together, making the laws for the immigrants coming in. You know, I feel like it should be whether it's mainly people from Hispanic or Mexican background from Ecuador, South America, it should be a committee of those people involved from each culture, from each state that are making the laws that might, you know, help people come over here. So that's I feel like they should handle that.
Essentially, you're saying that we need to get our laws in order and get some stuff so we know what we're doing right now. You're saying it's a little chaotic and it's a little too political, depending on one way or the other.
I feel like it's a little bit whitewashed. Yeah, I feel like there's people that are making the laws haven't really met with the culture, or they haven't really met with the people in person. They haven't, you know, seen where they're coming from in order to make a good decision of, you know, what is it that they want. I feel like there should be more culture in politics that could drive some sort of movement or a better change. That's my opinion and view on it.
That's it for this episode of Dialogue from an American Mosaic. Thanks for listening, and if you like this series, please subscribe. This is the end of 2018, and looking forward to the next year, 2019, with a lot more conversations.